Hello there. I'm Jane Wilson, and I'm back with another answer to a Galaxy Brain magazine question that really came from an unexpected source this edition. Yes, a man by the name of
Enoch,
who was living in London when he wrote the question down on a piece of paper, sort of twirled it up into a little scroll, stuffed it in a bottle, put in a cork, sealed it properly to last, you know, for its trip, and then threw it into the ocean back in the year 1713. And of course it floated through who knows how many adventures out there. I mean, there was no camera inside it, so we don't know. But somehow it washed up on a shore near a Galaxy Brain reader or listener or both who found it, brought it to us. We cracked it open and we were like,
Enoch,
great question. Just as relevant today as it was back in 1713. Because even now in 2021, his question, which was, are there any discoveries left to find in the world? The answer is yes. And I'm not even excluding land masses, because of course, changes continue to happen as tectonic plates shift, as icebergs melt, as hurricanes do their thing, as, you know, people dig into the ground or drill into it to take things out. The shape and size and nature of our planet and our world and our countries is always changing. So that's still so many discoveries. Think of dinosaurs, for heaven's sake. I lived in the West Coast for quite a long time, so I'm fascinated by ocean life. Do you know that we were like the headquarters of the world's octopus, you know, largest octopus colony? It's true. You could jump off almost any dock in on Vancouver Island and swim around the legs, and there would be suction cupped on the side octopuses. Can you imagine? I mean, they're so thrilling. They're so fascinating. They're so intelligent. They're so suction cupped. They're so tentacly. They're so amazing. They can make tools. They can go through tiny holes. They can figure out consequences and mitigate those consequences. Like the famous octopus who pushed back the board or the cover that was on his tank, suction cupped out, down onto the floor, across to another fish tank in the basement, suction cupped up, jumped in, ate the fish, came back out, went back to his tank, and tried to pull the cover back over the top. I mean, if that isn't extraordinary, I don't know what is. And these are some of the creatures that live close to the surface of the ocean. I mean, it's mind-blowing. So there, and we know in the last couple of decades through extensive study and exploration by people who are interested in such things, like, for instance, Commander Robert Ballard from Woods Hole, Virginia, who found the Titanic in such a fascinating way that I've just got to quickly reference it, because many had looked, none had found. They were working off of the last radio signals that the Titanic sent out about their location. But of course, that was before they went underwater and they went down a long way, and they didn't go straight down. They obviously, you know, just sort of dove shallowly down for quite a while. Anyway, everyone looked, no one found. This was Ballard's second look around. And what he did was, instead of trying to find the Titanic, and this was brilliant, he was looking for debris. Any piece of debris, just some debris that looked of the right vintage, of, you know, what might be on the boat. And I don't mean big things. I believe it was a person's shoe, a lady's, you know, little leather boot. Buttoned up boot. That was the first thing they found. And then all they had to do from there was make a grid and go in every direction until they found the next piece of debris. And from there on in, it was practically a straight line from the first to the second to the Titanic. Oh, what a fascinating man. So many interesting stories to tell. And a lot of the technology he developed is technology that they now use to go to the bottom of the deepest places in the ocean to see what's down there. And, well, it's as fascinating as squids. We don't even know what all is down there. The things that we've seen on videos that have been brought up from the depths of the ocean show creatures that we have never even imagined before, that even horror movies and CGI artists have never imagined. There are huge things and tiny things and things with a lot of arms and legs, things with bulging eyes and lots of eyes and no eyes because it's very dark down there, transparent things, long things, skinny things, fat things, blobular things. It is just amazing. But my favorite thing that they've discovered, and hopefully there's going to be more discoveries like this. In fact, what they found may lead to even more discoveries than it already has, is the microbacteria at the bottom of the very deepest part of the ocean. And some of that was brought back, and scientists have been working on it for years. And they decided that they wanted to try, who knows what they saw under the microscope that made them think, aha. But what it ended up being was a potential cure for glioblastomas, the most deadly brain tumors of all, with absolutely no cure available and only treatments to make your life a bit easier, a bit more comfortable as you go towards your inevitable end. But people have now been treated. It's only on an emergency basis, exploratory, you know, the special designations they give to these drugs, when, you know, may not always work out as planned, but it is working out as planned. Woman's life has been saved. Her brain tumor, which was killing her, is now gone. So maybe it's the most microscopic things. Maybe it's not finding Africa or India or America, which you thought was India. Maybe it's something so tiny you need the most powerful microscope to be able to see it. I think so anyway. So just have a think. What sort of things are still there for all of us to explore? Thanks for listening. Thanks,
Enoch.